Bishop Richard Malone acknowledged the pushback following Tuesday's release of 42 names of clergy accused of sexually abusing minors. That includes criticism that names are all that were released and not further information, including when alleged abuses happened and the whereabouts of any living suspects.
The first thing we wanted to do was to get the names out. It was the right thing to do. I believe that. Am I getting some pushback on it? I am, from some quarters. Most people seem to be supportive of it. But it would take more time to get some of this other information organized.
Outside the Diocese of Buffalo's headquarters stood Dr. Robert Hotson, a former priest and now president of the group Road to Recovery. He explained why the diocesan list put out Tuesday falls short.
It's not complete because years ago Bishop Cunningham admitted that there were 50 or so priests who had been named. What that list does not include is religious order men and women. It does not include deacons, men who work in parishes every single day at times. It does not include, as we have found out, priests who are deceased who had only one allegation against them.
Hotson also took exception to the timing of the release. On the same day, Bishop Malone and other church leaders traveled to Albany to discuss issues, including the proposed Child Victims Act, which would ease statutes of limitations and allow childhood victims to pursue legal action as adults. Bishop Malone explained the church's stance on the bill. They are concerned about the problems raised by reopening decades-old cases involving individuals long deceased. But Malone says the church does support the idea of allowing more time for victims to come forward. The church is not the only major institution against the Child Victims Act. Orthodox Jewish leadership and the Boy Scouts of America are also opposed to the bill. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.